Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants.
My One Direction and my Harry Styles.
But he's going on his own, this guy, right? Liam's going on his own?
Yeah.
Why is he going on his own and not sticking? He's only a kid.
They're all going in their separate directions.
So they aren't One Direction anymore. They're many directions.
Many directions.
That's the new group. Many directions.
Which bums me out because I never got to see them live.
Really?
We'll get back together again in 25 years.
I finally bucked up and got a ticket for their show, the last show that they did in Maryland, and it was good. You missed out.
Kara, you've withheld that information from me.
We're no longer Payne, friends. The core of the group. Who's really the most important cog in the wheel of One Direction?
Well, Harry Styles and Zayn Malik, and Zayn was the first one who left, and he's already got a solo career. Harry's now doing movies, and now Liam just signed this deal, so...
Yeah, and Harry signed a solo deal earlier this year, too.
Mm.
How'd these people get discovered? Where'd they show up?
Simon Cowell put them all together.
I was going to say, it sounded to me like this was a TV show group.
X Factor, yep.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's good. Good for. Now, is he producing them and individually each one as well? That's part of the deal with
me. I think he manages them on some level, yeah.
All right, so that's the story of Liam Payne. For those of you who are wondering about it, lost sleep about it last night, there you go. Next up, those of you who are worried about Snoop Dogg, here we go. The Snoopster.
Get an attitude.
Anybody ever call him the Snoopster before?
I highly doubt that.
Why? You were calling the Snoopster?
Probably not to his face.
Why?
Well,
I don't know.
He might think it's funny.
He seems chill. He might like it.
Yeah.
Plus, you could definitely outrun him because he's super hot. So, all the time.
He's super high all the time?
All the time.
Yeah, he looks like he's been sort of
run over. Why do you think those glasses are on his face all the time?
Yeah.
Well, he has lucid moments.
Snoop and The Game, that's another rap group, yeah, right?
He's a rapper. Person.
The Game is a rap person?
Yes.
Why does he call himself? Oh, I suppose.
You could call him the Gamester. I think that'd be
okay. All right. I'm not asking too many questions here. There's going to be a town meeting, Los Angeles style. Jen, this is this weekend, is it? It's all over social media.
Oh, no, this happened. Last weekend, was it?
Oh, was it last weekend?
A while ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are they going to have more of them?
They might.
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Wait a minute, I got two stories.
Do we know the outcome, Jen?
One of them says yes, and the other one says no.
So, well, yeah, Jen's in L.A., so maybe she has some intel.
Snoop and the Game got together, and they had like a little peaceful rally outside of police headquarters in downtown LA, and they spoke about the importance of being peaceful and doing peaceful protests and still respecting the police, and they tried to sort of calm the community down. It happened just a few days after the Dallas shooting, so he wanted to sort of knock the temperature down between the police and the citizens.
Are they both from Compton?
I know Snoop is. I don't know where The Game is from, but I would imagine that's true.
One of the things that I was most impressed with The Game, he made a statement that I think a lot of people feel, especially even in the black community. He said, before we, you know, it's a shame we still have to have Black Lives Matter, but before anyone else is going to really care about our lives, we have to start valuing our own lives in our own communities, and then it goes from there, which I thought was a really poignant statement.
Tell that to Charles Kinsey, who is the guy who was laying on his back with his hands up. They got shot by those clowns, or one of those clowns in Miami. What an outrage. Man, you look at if there's any example, sometimes when the video comes out, you have, well, maybe it could have been this way or that way. There's no way this guy who shot him, and he said afterwards, the guy says, why'd you shoot me? He says, I don't know. So what's he doing with a gun and being a police officer? 28 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Stars resume is Hall of Fame ready. He's one of only four American-born players to score more than 500 NHL goals. He's also scored more than 1,000 points and collected 2,200 penalty minutes.
Here's Tkachuk, the long shot, and there it is. 500th NHL goal for Keith Tkachuk.
So where is Keith Tkachuk now? Keith coaches the St. Louis Blues Pee Wee hockey team and is proud to have his son on that team. He's an investor in Grand Slam Sports, which owns a sports talk station in St. Louis. Keith has said he would like to get back into hockey with the NHL Blues, where he was known for scoring and slugging.
Keith Tkachuk comes down with his Marshall's badge on, and here they go.
Looks like Keith Tkachuk still has some fight in him. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, name and company.
I'm Rich Colano with Rivco Products.
Rich, what's new?
Now we're able to do twice as bright as your stock headlight.
More bright at night. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twice as bright and half the price.
Since the 80s, we've all had the halogen bulbs. Early 2000s, the HID was very popular. The LED technology has surpassed even what the HID is capable of. More compact, more reliable, and as bright as possible. Previously, you had to buy an entire headlight assembly, which included the reflector and lens, $400 or $500. The latest thing, they have just a bulb that fits into your stock reflector and lens. Take out the original halogen bulb, put the new LED bulb in place.
It shines.
Twice as bright as your stock headlight.
American Biker Minute.
RivcoProducts.com.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.